We're on the telephone with Kurt Tomasevich, who has just signed on recently as the official spokesman for the Nebraska corn industry and Nebraska corn. Kurt, of course, is a former Cornhusker football player, native of Shelby, Nebraska, and is an Olympic gold medal winner as a part of the U.S. men's bobsled team that won the gold medal at the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. Kurt, let's talk first of all. You mentioned that you live in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, about a third of the time I end up training here in the off season. Train here at the Olympic Training Center. It's great facilities and easy access to some of the top trainers and sports staff in the world.
So bobsledding has become a full-time job for you.
Yep. Yeah, this is my job right now. We train every day for about 4 to 6 hours usually, and doesn't leave a whole lot of time for a full-time career.
Is there competition ongoing in bobsledding all year round then around the world? Or
Every year our World Cup season goes from October to March, and in the off season usually from about April or May through September. So just a lot of lifting and sprinting and kind of off-season conditioning.
So the 2010 Olympics weren't just a one-time thing for you?
No. We have our World Cup season happens every year, and just so happens that at the end of every fourth year is the Olympics.
And will you be shooting for the next Olympics then?
As of right now, I am training for the next Olympics, yeah.
Good deal. We had the news this week that you have signed on to be a spokesman for Nebraska corn. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm excited to work with the Nebraska Corn Board. You know, we're always looking for sponsorships and ways to kind of give back to the state, the community, and in whatever way we can. And I think this is great for me. You know, I was the only Olympian from Nebraska and one of the only ones from the entire Midwest. So I think it's great to represent the corn industry and corn-fed beef, too.
Don Hutchins of the Corn Board was telling me that you do enjoy eating meat.
Yes, absolutely. I tell people I'm probably the biggest carnivore you'll ever meet. But yeah, we eat a lot of high protein, low fat meals, and beef definitely fits that category.
Now, you didn't necessarily grow up on a farm, did you?
No, I grew up on the edge of town in Shelby, Nebraska, which is a town of about 500 people, 600 people. So it's a tiny town, but definitely based on agriculture.
But you do have an appreciation for what agriculture does for the state of Nebraska, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, I understand you'll be making some public appearances now in the coming months on behalf of the Corn Board.
Yes, yeah, we're working out some dates with the Husker Harvest Days and the Nebraska State Fair, some different events like that to you know, help educate the public and promote, you know, ethanol, corn and corn-fed beef as well.
So tell me the story of how you got involved in bobsledding.
Well, when I was done playing football at the University of Nebraska, I was kind of looking for a way to stay in shape and to stay active as I was going to graduate school. And I talked with one of our strength coaches, and he suggested that I try out for the U.S. bobsled team. He was training a girl at that time, Amanda Morley, who used to run track at Nebraska. He was training her to be on the women's bobsled team, so he kind of said, why don't you train with her and just kind of see how it goes. So did that, and it worked out really well.
So did you ever imagine you'd be holding an Olympic gold medal?
No. It's, you know, I guess it's every kid's dream to, you know, want to go to the Olympics someday, but my area certainly wasn't in bobsled as I was growing up, and it just turned out to be a right place, right time kind of situation.
So what's the key to success in bobsledding?
Well, a couple things. One is the push, and that's what I'm most interested in as a brakeman. My job is to push the sled as hard as I can for about 4 or 5 seconds, get it up to top speed, and jump in and go for the ride. Another key is the driver. You know, the driver's got to get us down in the fastest line possible. Another key is our equipment, you know, aerodynamic equipment, things that run smoothly, just like in any kind of sport. That's very key.
Can I ask future plans beyond bobsledding, or are you just going to ride this one as long as you can?
Well, my degree in college, I got my bachelor's and master's degree in electrical engineering. So hopefully someday I'll be able to put that to use and have an engineering job. Not sure when that's going to take place or where, but that's the tentative plan for now.
Well, you sure helped create a lot of interest in the Winter Olympics here in Nebraska as part of the bobsled team there this past winter. And again, congratulations on being the spokesman for Nebraska Corn.
Oh, thank you very much, Ken. I'm excited.